Any other topics that you'd like to talk about?
Well, it's just the overall WHI study. I think that's done a tremendous job in sorting out the HRT issue. I think the most interesting result from that is that estrogen premarin alone showing a near significant reduction in breast cancer. That's a big counterintuitive, but it does indicate first that progesterone is possibly a large part of the problem in terms of the induction of breast cancer. So the combined pill is the problem. And the natural secretion of progesterone in premenopausal women may be a problem. And that's possibly why we get if you do an oophorectomy in women age 40, you halve the risk of breast cancer. And it's possibly why when you do that in BRCA1 and BRCA2 mutation carriers and then add back estrogen, the epidemiological studies from Rebek and others show that you don't increase the risk of breast cancer. So that whole story is hanging together very nicely, that low-dose estrogen add back for women who have a premature menopause probably is not going to increase your risk of breast cancer, will improve the woman's quality of life, and has helped us in our thinking about ways to prevent premenopausal breast cancer.
What about the use of low-dose estrogen in breast cancer patients in terms of management of menopausal symptoms?
Low-dose estrogen in those women is problematical. I mean, obviously, we've got the trials from Scandinavia, which suggest probably that it causes relapse. It's the usual thing that a randomized study shows one thing and the sort of previous epidemiological collect women on estrogen after surgery for breast cancer didn't show this effect. So it is probably a problem, and it is even a greater problem if you're going to be on aromatase inhibitors, because any estrogen is certainly problematical.